This type is called a phoenix.
Yeah. It's good because they had the back garden used to go onto the park, which is so you got an extra view as well. So it's quite good, yeah.
Right.
Take some
friends. Please, please. So you.
Okay, sorry about this. Where we are.
Is it?
Just gonna check the focus again after moving around. Apologies, that was just bad moment. But we're back on it. We're ready.
So you were sharing your room with your mum and your aunt.
Yeah. I never really, you know, thinking about that now. Yeah, but they were women.
Women
and all women in the briefer. So, and my
nan and granddad. Well, we should start from scratch. So
okay.
Start again, just with all this. Maybe it's a good idea to just start again.
Right.
Introduction and everything. I think we've got a visitor as well.
Okay. There's a door. Just.
Doesn't close. We need to stop in about 10 minutes in.
Yes.
So I'm gonna, Elizabeth, I'm gonna
tap
you on the shoulder.
Yeah. Whatever.
Stop this way.
Sorry.
Let's not do this.
Yes. Right.
My aunt was 40.
When
40? I was born, 40.
40?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
your mum
was 26. My mum was 26
okay.
And my mum was
40.
39. Yeah, 39. So sharing a bedroom, you know,
yeah.
Different times.
Just
getting a nice shot of you.
Let me know when you're ready and then we're just going to go from the with introduction and everything.
Shall I look at that or look at you?
I mean,
you, yeah.
Look at you. Okay.
This is
okay.
This is not here. Okay, is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, can you introduce yourself?
Okay, so my name's Jane and I was born in 1959 and I was taken home to live in a prefab.
This is the interview.
This is a real film.
But anyway, okay. So in 1959,
okay.
And so it was you, your mum. Can you
yes,
explain?
Yes. So in 1953, my family had been living in Allen Rock in a small terraced house, and they'd been offered a prefab. I don't know why they moved, but I think it was the opportunity to move to the countryside. And to have your own garden and to be very modern, and so I think they jumped at the chance. And so there was my nan and granddad, and my aunt, and my mum, and then my mum had me, so then there was me.
And so your grandparents were working still, or?
Yes, so my granddad worked in a factory, he was a tool fitter, and my nan was a cleaner, my mum was a car delivery driver, and my aunt. Worked in factories at the SU Carburettors, and then she went to work in an office, so she got a better job.
So all of you were living in that small prefab.
Yeah.
Till when did you live there?
I think probably in about 63, 64. Yeah, when we moved to a house then, just up the road. So they lived in East Birmingham in Pitfield Road. And at the back of theirs was a big rubbish tip. It was big, and even when I was at school, I can remember this big tip. And then all the prefabs were knocked down, tip was filled in, and they built modern houses, which are still there today.
So have you got memories of the prefab, of living in the prefab?
Not so much when I lived there, but we used to go back and visit other residents. So my nan and granddad had a friend, Reenie Bristlin. I always remember Reenie Bristlin, and she had multiple sclerosis. I didn't know then, but she was in a wheelchair. And she used to sit in her front, the front room, and she used to make boxes. So they'd come flat, and she used to fold up the boxes, hundreds of boxes. And if you went round there, you could help her make the boxes, and I liked doing that. And one day I went into the back garden, and there was the coal house out there in the back garden. And it was newly painted, but but someone had left a tin of black paint. And I was about 4 or 5. So I painted the door. And so they came out, and there I'd painted Rini Brislin's coal house door. That's my memory. So I can remember going back to visit people.
Did you remember being told?
Told off a bit for painting Rini Brislin's coal house door. But I can remember her prefab when I went, and it was really very pristine, and she looked after it. And she'd got a ramp or something up to the steps, some little raised bit because of her wheelchair, so I can remember that. But my mum and aunt's stories is they had a manhole cover in the front garden, and spiders used to come up, and my aunt was very scared of spiders, and one day hundreds of spiders came up, and then they were in the prefab. And they used to get earwigs and silverfish and things like that in the prefab. But that's the story of, spiders in the prefab. But so it was quite cramped, but I think they did like it. But again, it got a bit small, and then they moved. They were glad then to move to a house. But they had happy memories of living there, had a nice garden. And but it was in the countryside, as I say. You walk down the road and you're in the country. And so it was very, it seems semi-rural, really, and now it's in the middle of a town.
Yeah. And you said you were talking about a poor area earlier.
Yeah, I'd have said it was white working class people, really. And they all, looked after the prefabs, cared for things, but they'd have all been working class people, really, just local people, who kept in touch, even then they moved away. You'd have said, oh, I lived in a prefab, and that's how you'd be connected to people. So even though they moved, they didn't move far. So they got a house and they moved just around the corner. They still went to the same pub, still went to the same club as where the people they'd met all lived around there. I think if you were from East Birmingham, you kind of stayed at that time, stayed around there.
Yeah. So they left in 1959?
About 63.
Oh, 63. When you moved, in 60s.
And then they were knocked down. Those prefabs were knocked down. When I was about 11, 12, they'd gone then.
Yeah.
They'd gone and they built modern houses.
Were they happy to where they were moved?
When they moved from the prefab?
Yeah.
Yes, because it was a house. And as I say, it was 1,000 yards away, not even a kilometre away. It was just up the road. So they were happy they stayed in the area.
And you?
So we stayed in East Birmingham, and then I've moved to King's Heath now. So I've gone up in the world. And he considered moving to this side of the city.
Yeah.
That was the posh side.
Would you live in a prefab now?
A bit small, I would have thought now. But I can see in those days, I can see the beauty of those fitted things, the fitted kitchen. And I was saying an inside bathroom was massive. A bathroom was a massive thing, and having an inside toilet, which they'd never had in Alum Rock. They didn't have a bathroom because their house in Alum Rock's still there, and I know that it was an outside toilet and a yard, and here they had the garden, the inside things.
Was I growing vegetables outside in the garden?
No, flowers, definitely.
Flowers.
Yeah, flowers. Yeah. But they would have had a nice garden. Nan and Grandad looked after their gardens.
And was there a big sense of community around?
Definitely.
Yeah?
So as I say, if you would have said, I lived in a prefab. I lived in a prefab. Which one did you live in? I lived on that one. And people really...
Like you did earlier with the lady.
Straight away,
just
saying, where did you go to school? And where did you go? So, very much.
Yeah.
And kept in touch with each other afterwards.
Yeah.
And but as I say, they went to the Macadam pub, which was just up the road. The Malt, which was just down the road. So they... the pubs were important as well, that's that social side. You'd have gone out.
No pub in a prefab?
No.
That's a shame.
You did
your own pub in the prefab?
They did remember, they did have a big radiogram in there, I can remember that. So it was you had a radio and you lifted it up and it was a turntable, but it was a massive thing. So I had that in the front room, small setting. I was in the photos and that, and I don't know what the colour of the walls would have been, this sort of thing. I can't remember, you know, and if it was wallpaper. So I'll ask them about those, what it might have looked like. But I know it meant a lot to them, and it meant a lot. So even though when my mum and aunt went back to Alan Rock, they would say, oh, look, it's changed. I said, but you left in 1953. You were glad to leave. You know, it changed then. You went, didn't say, well, leave me in Alan Rock. He said, oh, I'll go to Lee Village, I'll go to Tile Cross and have a better life. They definitely thought they were having a better life because they moved there.
Yeah.
I think you have a picture to look at.
Yeah. Wow.
That's that one of the other blonde hair, Jane's husband. That's me.
Yeah.
1968.
So is that you in front of a prefect?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you think we could have you seated and you talk about the image, and then I'd love
both
to.
Of you? Yeah.
Oh, I was about 3 months old. I felt been amazing.
That would be nice if you go.
If you want to see, that would be brilliant. But we have to redo this.
I thought that. No, it's so easy.
Do you want to give up your seat?
Yeah. I'm giving up my seat. You can talk about it together.
Okay, that would be.
I was getting relative.
Okay, so guys, now I need this to view, so I need a minute to.
And she can scan that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can scan that. That's a good one.
Right, now we're going to do this.
That's not the entrance to the front, wasn't it?
That's
exactly opposite the house where I live now, though, so I've always lived for the house straight across the road from that's where I live, but I still live now. In fact, that's where the park exit used to be, the entrance used to be. So beyond them is the whole park there, but the whole of the park to see. So.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. There is some more. I've got some memories at the Jubilee. I don't know if I've still got them on my phone.
Till when did you live in the prefab?
I've never lived in the prefab.
No,
that was a family.
Yeah.
I can't get a signal on that, goodness.
He had the brick built, kind of the posh. But that idea of being posh, definitely.
Well, I can't get a signal. That picture was taken inside of the prefab.
Ah.
That's, I'm on the end of that's a family little road that's the lad there's my best mate. That was taken inside one of the prefabs as well.
Ah.
If we get the Jubilee ones. The Jubilee one, I'll tell you then.
But you know Carl Chin?
No.
Oh, he's a local historian.
Okay.
And he came to my school to talk about the geography of Birmingham. He said East Birmingham.
Yeah.
People live there. But if you get better qualified, you leave. And everybody I know, we all left.
You're left, yeah.
Generation before,
we're
there.
Yeah.
Everybody's moved
down. No, I think about the other side of the Stratford Road. So I never want to live that side of the Stratford Road. So I think that's
the
worst side of the Miss Holmes.
Yeah.
This
is my teacher's came from this side.
Mm.
My RE teacher goes to the church I go to in Kingsley. And they were posher. And they came to teach the working class.
Yeah.
I never want to leave that side of Stratford Road.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
It's just like yawning, sorry.
So you're in now?
I'm afraid so.
Is there a few to ask leading questions?
Yes.
Well, I guess you guys just talk about
the picture.
Yes,
just take it.
No, just kind of, if you could talk together, like about that picture, for example, that would be nice. And just say, like, your brother is, Jane's husband, or, just what you said, basically. So just talk together. You show the picture.
Which I don't have the picture in.
Yeah, I'm going to do this after.
Okay.
So if you guys look at it.
Who's in the picture?
Well, obviously that's Alan on the right hand side. That's Mary's brother Alan. There's Paul, which is Jane's husband. My sister Susan and me crawling in the front when I was about 3 months old. Look at that. So that had been taken in 1968. And the couple who lived in that house was Ernie and Mary, very old fashioned name. And they had a massive Alsatian, who was the softest thing in the whole wide world. It used to be growing commoner than the dog now. But that site, that's the person who took all the photographs. He lived there, George. He was fantastic, but really, really nice.
And did he like taking photographs?
Yeah, he was a frustrated photographer. It's a great photo.
Nice garden.
Yeah, they were fantastic gardeners. Maybe was there. That's all they did.
Can you remember the other gardeners? I don't know.
Yeah, most of them were mainly older people, so they was looked after properly. People did look after the gardens then, so it was just a nice thing to see.
So what year is that?
1968.
And when did they start knocking them down?
1985-86. Which I helped knock them down as well, so I was at a Saturday job knocking them down. So.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Simon did it. We were there on a Saturday for a tenner a day. So.
So what could you remember when you went in? What did you see?
Like just come in, the smell, there's always like a solid damp.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, just without the drainage. Yeah. There wasn't very good drainage. They used to get flood on the back of the garden. That was good. And what we used to use them as second arms, because we was in the park playing. If we needed a drink of water, we didn't bother going across the road. We just ran into one of their agents because they all knew us. We'd get a drink of water or lemonade and stuff and send back out again straight away without making a mess. So, was it. So they were, all along there, all the old people knew us. And just we just running out the angels, they didn't say anything. So keep the ball in the garden, they wouldn't care less, and stuff like that. It was good. It was a really nice thing to say.
And you living in a brick house, did you sometimes look down on people living in a brick house?
No? As I said, they all treated us so well. We never, I don't think working class people thought like that.
No.
Everyone, I didn't know any better, I didn't know any posh people or anything like that, so they were just people that we knew. If my parents liked them, then we tended to like them. So there's always people that will he's a bit more grumpy than someone else. But no, we had no problem. They loved us all as kids. There must have been four or five families with kids up and down. We all went running in the house. They didn't mind at all. We was playing sports. We used to kick a ball at the fence. They didn't mind. You know, no one ever come out and tell you off or anything. Just they knew who you are. If we done anything wrong, they knew to tell our parents, and then we get told. So look. That was a very rare occasion, so.
But I don't think anyone looked down if he lived in a prefab. No. It was just another sort of house, you know.
No,
I think you only wanted a house because you had more room or something, but you never...
I say, as we was growing up, Gooning looked like massive, so it wasn't like we was living... This would feel small to me now, being as tall as I am now, but then, didn't care, it was great, it was just... Yeah. And safe just going across the road, so you're safe as well, crossing roads and that, so it was fine, no problem.
And people looked after themselves, I do think it was a
problem. Well, the couple who lived in the house...
Yeah, it looks like they are.
The couple who lived in the house, that's George and Lucy. When they moved to Yardley Wood, which is there, they just up the road from here, they were distraught. They absolutely hated it. They did not want to move, but they was knocking them down. A lot of the older people had died and they'd gone like desolate, big houses. But the people who were still living, they didn't want to move. George and they were quite an old couple, and they just sort of didn't last very long. A couple of years later they both died, but they were as happy as anything. Yeah, they didn't have any of the old children, so us going in with that all along running around, it's sort of like adopted as well. Such a shame. They would absolutely love the couple. So it's a great photo. I love that photo. It's one of the few photos we've got with all my brothers and sisters. I've got them a bit younger than all the rest of them, so that's one of the few when we're all in the same picture. So it's probably good.
It is a good picture.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite ones.
Super. I think you
need to sign a book.
Maybe you could take a picture.
Yeah.
Actually,
I like it in colour.
Yeah. So I think it sums it up. It's dark, isn't it? No, sorry, this is not a chair.
You've got a website,
but
send it to
you. No, I'm actually going to use this footage of film, you know, I would like to. This is context, pretty much. And, sorry, one.
Yes, John.
I bet he does, yeah. If you could point at yourself at the picture. Okay. Cool. Yeah, no. Cool. Brilliant.
I want to see 68, that looks nice.
Yes, she can. She's going to show you. Yes, sir.